That report by Dries Liebenberg. Before we head to the market review with Hussein Ibrahim, South Africa's papaya industry is facing a crisis as bud rot spreads through commercial orchards, raising fears about export disruptions and also legal challenges for farmers. With South Africa a major player in global fruit markets, particularly citrus, this outbreak has prompted warnings about stricter trade regulations and the need for immediate action to contain the disease. Agriculture lawyer, that's Lucinda Rudi, explains and emphasizes the importance of farmers understanding their legal obligations during this crisis and the potential liability they face. She joined me to discuss the implications of this outbreak and what it means for the future of South African fruit exports.
I think what is important to realize, Matthew, is that the sale, import and export of agricultural products such as papaya are heavily legislated, not only locally, but also internationally. So every importer of plants or fruit has got certain conditions. So we know now that the South African government has disclosed the existence of bud rot. So this has already led to both Botswana and Namibia temporarily suspending imports from South Africa. So now you can imagine on farmers, if there's a reduction in the demand for fruits and papayas from South Africa, there's going to be an oversupply of these fruits within the South African market. That is going to push down the prices. It's going to have a ripple effect on agriculture, on the fruit market as a whole, employment, viability of certain farms, the viability of certain, certain industries. So it can have a ripple effect straight through the entire economy or agricultural economy of South Africa.
I know that you've highlighted the legal responsibilities of farmers. So can you give us a concrete example of what a farmer should actually do if they do suspect bud rot in their orchard? In other words, what are the first steps that they need to take to protect themselves legally and prevent further spread?
There are legal risks and there are regulatory risks and then there's agricultural risk. So for instance, this pest can be managed by practicing effective cultural controls. A farmer must immediately notify the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. The farmer must implement whatever measures a farmer can to prevent the spread of the bud rot and also to curb the spread thereof. A farmer, for instance, must get authorization from the department to move around these plants to prevent the spread. So from a farmer's perspective, the first risk is to make sure that it complies with all its regulatory and also legislative requirements.
Lucinda, you've previously made mention of the potential impacts on trade and export regulations. So I know it's difficult to predict, but what are some of the worst case scenarios if this bud rot outbreak isn't contained quickly? Are we talking about potential trade bans, price increases for consumers maybe?
But it depends on the severity of the outbreak. It, of course, also depends on the importing nation, what their requirements are. They could, for instance, make their requirements so stringent in order to, in order for us to comply with their export and import regulations that is just not financially viable for a, especially a small business farmer to comply with that. You can imagine the costs if a farmer is now all of a sudden obliged to do certain chemical tests, get certain laboratories in to do tests, just the cost it's going to have on that farmer's business. And it could ultimately lead to a complete trade ban on certain products that are affected. And as I say, then the ripple effect goes down ultimately to the consumer in the street that will have to pay more.
And that was Director of Dispute Resolution at the law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, or CDH, Lucinda Rudi, talking there in this week's edition of our